Fifield first worked in Alaska as an employee of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. That was in 1985, and he was just out of graduate school.
During the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act time period, where the regional corporations in Alaska had applied for something like 2,200 historic and cemetery sites. And I was one of dozens of archaeologists that they hired to go out and find the sites and map them and work with elders to get descriptions of what people had done at these places.
That was 24 years ago. After 5 years with the BIA, he spent some time with the Park Service. Then in 1990, he went to work for the Forest Service. His supervisor was John Autry in Ketchikan, who Fifield still describes as his mentor. Autry still works for the Forest Service. He's the tribal relations specialist on the Tongass. He says Fifield has had great success negotiating with local, state, federal, and tribal entities, and he has a great talent for explaining to everybody what the projects are all about.
His great abilities of articulating academic ideas to people in the community and explaining scientific processes to children in the schools has just really been great. He does have a unique talent.
Fifield does like to talk about archaeology, the things it reveals about ancient people, the changing climate. He says when he first got into this business, he had a principle in his thinking. He wasn't going to worry about money, and he was going to have fun. He says that's the way it turned out. He says almost everybody has an interest in archaeology, and they often want to discuss their views and ideas.
Archaeology as a profession is something that you can talk to everybody about, and so there's always a topic of conversation to get into with people. Lots of people want to talk to you because they've had some experience or they have an idea or they have seen something that they want to talk about. And so that way it's great. It ties you into people. It ties you into history. The trick with me, I think, is to make it relevant to the present and the future. And that being able to do that, I think, really keeps people intrigued too.
Fifield became the archaeologist for both districts on Prince of Wales Island. The last 15 or so years have involved him in some very exciting finds. In 1994, Fifield was supervising an employee named Dave Putnam. They were looking for old raised marine beaches, part of an effort to study sea level changes. They were on state land on the Thorn River when Putnam discovered fabric sticking out of the bank. They had the material dated, and it turned out to be the oldest fabric ever discovered in the Pacific Northwest.
It turned out to be about 6,000 years old, and that was my first involvement in a really significant find, and that put us in touch with a lot of different archaeologists up and down the coast, with the public through the media, with the state of Alaska because it was on state land, not on Forest Service land, and with the native community because we went for help and tried to share that information as broadly as we could.
Seeking help and assistance from the native community is something that Fifield did often. Millie Schoonover is a past president of the Craig Community Association, a local tribal group. She remembers when Fifield first arrived and started meeting with the tribes and asking about how he could best go about doing his work.
And boy, let me tell you, we are definitely going to miss him. He's going to be a great loss as far as working with tribal people. You couldn't ask for a better person. All the encounters that we had as far as findings, he was very good. I mean, even if it was on the weekend, he'd call and let us know.
One of those calls came after ancient human remains were discovered in the On Your Knees cave. Those remains dated to over 10,000 years old. Obsidian in the cave originated in Canada and could have only been transported by boat. And tests revealed the man in the cave ate mostly sea mammals. All this gave new support to theories of ancient migrations to the Americas by coastal routes. But when this research was winding down, those remains were transferred without conflict to the tribes and reburied. On Prince of Wales Island, Fifield has 2 million acres of Forest Service land with 550 archaeological sites. Most of them are native-related. His new job will be quite different.
Back in New Hampshire, on the White Mountain National Forest, where I'm going, there are 1.8 million acres, about 1,300 known sites, and about 90-plus percentage of them are the remnants of old farming structures and farms from you know, the late 1600s to the mid 1800s. And then only a very small percent are prehistoric and Native American sites. So be a whole different emphasis.
But Fifield does say there are several new sites at his new posting over 10,000 years old that have only recently been discovered. Terry Fifield will leave Prince of Wales Island in early July. I'm Jay Marble.